Connie Bathrati.
Good morning. Such a beautiful day. What I was thinking about today is transitions. When we live on this physical body, in this physical body, in this physical world, we have a chain of events that leads us from one transitionary place to another, whether it's death, marriage, graduation from school, moving for a job, changing something. I was told once in a counseling period that many times people stay in a marriage they're not happy with simply because they know what to expect there, and they are afraid of something better in reality. They're afraid of what tomorrow will be because we seem to think that our security is knowing every day what to do every second. Well, I remember I used to sort of be in that place, and I had decided one time in my life I had worked for another company on selling draperies and slipcovers, and I decided I wanted to do that for myself. And I was telling my teacher, but, you know, I'm afraid to step on a limb and do that. And she said, Connie, if you're afraid to take a chance, you will never succeed at anything. I think that's the wisest thing anybody ever really told me. And things like that we seemed to forget. But one thing that helps me and has helped me on this spiritual path is another thing that we claim that we don't do, but sometimes we catch ourselves doing. We look at yesterday, and we grieve over yesterday. Oh, I should have done it this way. I should have done it that way, or whatever. I can guarantee you, I think 99 times out of 100, each person who makes a choice has made the best choice they know to do at the time. Sometimes there's a lot of guilt in that. And guilt is not worth anything. Guilt is punishing yourself for something normally that you feel in your heart you need to do. It's totally a waste of time. And many of the times that we go through transitions, it's because we prayed for something better. Or sometimes we pray for a certain thing or something better. Well, things have to change for us to acquire that. We can't live the same way every day and think the same way every day and expect things to change in our life. And then another thing we do, we think about tomorrow. And if we're thinking negative, we go, well, it didn't work today, so I guess I should stick with what I've got because I'm afraid of tomorrow. Excuse me. So anyway, we've got a malfunction here. let me get in there again. So anyway, one thing that has helped me about tomorrow is start being grateful for today. I was just looking at this beautiful chapel. I was doing that while I was setting up here a while ago because I thought, I need to get in there. And I thought, oh, aren't these candlelights and the chandeliers, aren't they so beautiful today? Aren't the people here so beautiful today? It's a wonderful day for us to come together and share. That's today. Tomorrow, when we do what we can do today, because that's all we ever have, tomorrow will take care of itself. In a class a few weeks ago, we wrote down some things we'd like to incorporate in our life. And I realize I'm really not sure what I want on a lot of things. I've had to scratch out things because I realized it was a conflict of interest in something I really wanted. But one thing I kept on my list, lots of surprises. Good surprises. You know, as children, when we talk to Santa Claus, and lots of surprises, we forget. We can ask for surprises. And one thing that I've known, too, in that beautiful song that was the special number while ago, where I sit is holy. Holy is the ground. everyone is a child of God, a child of the universe, or divine essence, or whatever word you would like to use for that divinity within yourself. And when we open ourselves to gratitude and we sit and be happy for today, that creates that atmosphere of holiness for us. And sometimes life gets very, very lonely. And I spoke with a lady on the phone a couple of evenings ago. She lives in Utah. And she has seen spirit ever since she was 11 years old. And her family has told her, it's bad, it's wrong, you're crazy, it's of the devil, stop doing this. And she's tried to hide it, and it won't go away. She's married, and it's still happening. The doors are closing, smells are happening, and her husband doesn't like it. Oh, please be quiet. At a memorial service in the middle of nowhere, with no trees, no anything, she had recorded a message from her mother-in-law who was passing away. She asked her, are you afraid to die? And she said, no, I see my loved ones here already. I'm looking forward to it. And she said, please give me a sign that I know you made it and you're happy that everything's okay. At the graveside service, all of a sudden, she got a feather between her toes. There were no birds, there were not anything. So she hits her husband and says, look, I got my sign. He goes, shh. It reminds me of that passage. There was a song, too. My sheep know my voice. They come at my call. We cannot fit into a traditional religion when we have already had an awakening experience. And in that awakening experience, we come together because we've heard the call, we've had the experience, we know better, we have that belief and that awareness within us for today. We have to follow every day, whether it's yesterday, today, or tomorrow, if we do that every day, the intention for today, we will always have a great tomorrows, but we will always have transitions that maybe for a moment might trouble our heart. I know it says, let not your heart be troubled. I read something just before we came out here. I would like to read it. It fits so much into this philosophy. It's by Father Richard Rohr. Success doesn't teach you anything. I'm going to say up to the age of 30, you need some success to create your own ego structure. But it's an arbitrary number. After 30, everything I've learned has been from humiliation, sin, failure, rejection, and betrayal. That's when my soul expands. Now I don't like it. Now I don't like it. And I don't know And I don't know it until afterwards. But you know you want to get rid of it. But then 2 days later, in finally surrendering and accepting and seeing, I realize I'm larger and larger, and expansion and understanding the creativity of the souls growing by the trouble that we sometimes acquire. Spirit has told us when something happens to us, it's always the same answer. It's the release and the surrender to the light. That's all we have to do. That's all we have to do. But the ego wants to fight and take care of it. We want to say, oh, I know I can do 1, 2, 3, 4, and it ought to work out, and it doesn't work out. And then what do we do? Sometimes, if you're new in this, we don't try to surrender until we've beaten ourselves bloody trying to fix it. There is something in the today, in the surrendering, that gives us the power to say thank you for everything. Thank you for the bad times. Thank you for the good times. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for a group of wonderful people that understanding that great verse is, my sheep know my voice and they come at my call. Meaning likes attract like, and the blessings of the understanding of where we are, a group can be formed. There's a lot of people I know that are afraid. I was afraid one time. If you're afraid and you're afraid to make a transition in your life, you become stagnant and you're not going to be very happy. Yesterday is gone. Your loss is gone, whether it's a loved one, whether it's a job, whether it's a house, no matter what it is. But what are you going to do about that today? There's one thing that has always been taught to us that helps each and every one of us. And that is to be of service or help someone else along the way. Give a smile. There's lots of people looking for an answer. If you're opening to helping someone else, or to get, maybe you're lucky and don't have to have a job. Get a job of being of service, of volunteering. Do something with your life. That's where the blessings come. You can sit home and watch TV. You can sit home and not watch TV and just be by yourself. If that's your desire to be a hermit, that will make you happy. But your soul won't expand and you won't be ecstatic. The blessings of what is needed today, Spirit has told us. You know, many of the guru would go to the high mountain and go in this state and reach samadhi, which is wonderful. But they said, at this day and this time, we need your lights to shine. We need you, your personality, to be in a position where you can shine your light and you can bless the people around you. That's a beautiful transition. Well, this particular lady that I was speaking to, she told me that where she lives in Utah, it's mostly Mormons, there's no churches or classes like this that she knows of. So I got a text from her and she said, I got a feather. She was sitting there. She's a realtor. She's at an open house. I just got a feather. What does this mean? How can this happen to me? So I told her to call me. And she said, the strange thing just happened. This lady walked in, and she had also been disgruntled because nobody had been to the open house. And she was sitting there. She wasn't quite in the right frame of mind. And she said, all of a sudden, this woman came in. She said, the house was just beautiful. Most people come in, oh, it's so beautiful. She didn't say anything about the house. She said, oh, is that your feather? She said, yes. Oh, have you been talking to Spirit? Well, yes. She said, you got your answer. That's beautiful. She said, I don't know if I got my answer or not. She said, you got your answer. I'm a shaman. And you got your answer. You think about it. So she called me. I said, you've been searching for someone or a group that can identify with you. I said, maybe she's going to be your teacher. Did you get her phone number? Yes. And she didn't have a phone. This lady didn't have a phone. She didn't come there to see the house. She came to look for, thought maybe the realtor might find the address that she was needing to go to an appointment. She came for a different reason. I said, you had an answer to your prayer. You were searching for a group. You were searching for someone who could help you. And just like an angel, she appeared. That's what we have to realize. In life, in our intellect, we want too many answers right now. And we want to know how they're going to come so we can rest for tomorrow. The most beautiful things in transitioning and to getting the answer is, number one, be patient. Number two, be grateful for what you got. Number three, allow the universe to open a door for you. And number four, be aware enough to recognize what it is. It's a blessing for you. It's an answer in simple ways. Now you might say, I'm not sure I've ever been looked after. If you look at the simple things in your life that you've prayed for, if you look back at the years prior to this, you will see you have been looked after. Sometimes it's not in the material ways that one expects. But when we speak of miracle moments here, it is the working of the law. But it's always the unexpected and the unfoldment of something extraordinary from our life that we didn't expect. That's the path of the soul. That's the path of the Indian way. That's the path of awakening. That's the path of the guidance we get from God, creation, spirit, universe, that allows us to function every day. And once we've heard that voice, we can't shut it off to the everyday material ways. Because once we've found an answer for us, the other ways don't work. Don't try. You can if you want to, but you'll just beat yourself bloody. It doesn't work out. Believe me, I've been here long enough. I've tried lots of things. But the pathway of the soul is the pathway of the awareness of the blessings that we truly do have and the miraculous things that really can happen for us. God bless you all.